Hi everyone, welcome back to the Korea Herald's podcast. I'm Hong Yu, K-pop reporter from the Korea Herald, and today we're joined by our copy editor, Ellis Yoon. Hi Ellis.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Pretty good, thank you.
So what story are we dealing with today?
Today we're dealing with a story about AI, ethics.
Yes. Yeah. 그래서 오늘은 저희가 카카오가 AI 얼라이언스에 가입했다는 내용의 기사를 다뤄보도록 할 텐데요. 국내 기업 중 최초라고 합니다. 그러면 저희 기사 원문부터 읽고 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
Kakao joins AI Alliance, promotes safe, responsible AI. Korean IT giant Kakao joined AI Alliance, the global open source community dedicated to the responsible development of artificial intelligence, becoming the first Korean firm to do so, the company said Friday. We will work together with the AI Alliance to establish an open AI ecosystem, meeting the global standard for the open, responsible, and safe development of AI technology, Kakao AI safety leader Kim Kyung-hoon said. We will take on the social responsibility as a digital tech firm and make continuous efforts to strengthen AI ethics. Kakao has actively supported the ethical development of the rising technology, being the first Korean firm to announce its algorithm ethics in 2018. The company launched the industry's first tech ethics committee in July 2022 and released a report on technology ethics for the joint community in 2023. Kakao also operates a team dedicated to the value of AI ethics. In joining the AI Alliance, Kakao said it will work to spread the global AI ethics standard in Korea while also advocating for Korea's AI standards internationally, newly introducing the chief AI officer position in the company. Kakao said it will also systematically push for new AI initiatives in the coming years.
네, 그래서 방금 읽고 온 기사를 좀 요약을 해드리자면 카카오는 인공지능 연구개발의 개방형 혁신과 인공지능 생태계 확장 협력을 위해 출범한 글로벌 오픈소스 커뮤니티 인공지능 얼라이언스에 가입했다는 내용이 되겠습니다. 네, 그럼 저희 첫 번째 문장부터 같이 보도록 하겠습니다. Korean IT giant Kakao joined AI Alliance. 카카오라는 한국의 IT 대기업은 AI 얼라이언스를 얼라이언스에 합류했다 또는 가입했다. 그리고 여기 얼라이언스 뒤부터 나오는 문장이 AI 얼라이언스가 뭐 어떤 것인지를 설명을 해주고 있는데요. The global open source community dedicated to the responsible development of artificial intelligence. AI의 도덕적인 개발을 위해 전념하는 글로벌 오픈 소스 커뮤니티가 커뮤니티다라고 말을 하고 있고요. 그로 인해서 becoming the first Korean firm to do so. 카카오가 한국 기업 중 최초로 AI 얼라이언스에 가입을 했다라고 the company said Friday. 기업은 금요일에 말했다가 되겠습니다. 여기서 dedicated to라는 표현을 좀 보고 싶은데요. 이거는 뭐뭐에 전념하는 또는 헌신을 하는 라는 뜻을 갖고 있습니다.
Yeah, dedicated as an adjective means working hard at something because it is very important to you. So, like, she's a very dedicated teacher, you could say, or she's very dedicated to her job. You could also say that organization is dedicated to serving young people with disabilities. So it kind of means committed. That's another synonym. And then before a noun, it also means designed to do only one particular type of work or used for one particular purpose only. So you could say in the field of technology, like software is exported through a dedicated link. Like it's only for that purpose.
있어서 방금 말씀해 주신 것 중에 좀 알아두시면 좋을 게 dedicated 대신에 또 committed라는 단어를 쓸 수 있다는 것도 알아두시면 좋겠고요. 이어서 다음 문장 보도록 하겠습니다. We'll work together with the AI Alliance to establish an open AI ecosystem meeting the global standard for the open, responsible, and safe development of AI technology. 카카오 AI safety leader 김경훈 said. 카카오의 AI 안전 리더 김경훈이 말하기를 우리는 AI 얼라이언스와 함께 개방형 AI 생태계를 만들기 위해서 노력을 할 것이다. 그 개방형 AI 에코시스템이 무엇인지가 미링 이하에 설명이 되고 있는데요. 여기서 말하기를 글로벌 기준에 맞는 개방형이고 책임감 있고 그리고 안전한 AI 기술의 개발을 말하고 있습니다. 그리고 we will take on the social responsibility as a digital tech firm and make continuous effort to strengthen AI ethics. 우리는 디지털 테크 기업으로서 사회적 책임감을 갖고 AI 윤리를 강화하는 데 꾸준히 노력을 할 것이다 라고 말했습니다. 그럼 여기서 저희가 다뤄보고자 하는 단어는 social responsibility, 사회적 책임이라는 표현인데요. 이게 사실 저희가 찾아보니까 사전에는 나와 있지 않은 표현이에요. 그래서 이거 저희가 한국어로는 익숙하지만 또 영어로 어떻게 설명을 해주실 수 있을까요?
Yeah, so the two words come up separately in the dictionary, but not together. So, but if you look them up, there is a lot of discussion anyway on the English internet, especially like for businesses as well as for communities. So, I took a definition from Investopedia, which is like a business kind of dictionary. Yeah. Anyway, so social responsibility, it says, is an ethical focus for individuals and companies whereby they seek to take action and be accountable for practices that benefit society. So they it also says social responsibility has become increasingly important to investors and consumers who seek investments that are not only profitable, but also contribute to the welfare of society and the environment. And they said, like, social responsibility means besides maximizing shareholder value, businesses should operate in a way that benefits society, the well-being of society and the environment.
기업들의 사회적 책임을 다하다라는 표현 저희가 이제 구문 기사에서는 많이 보잖아요. 그래서 그걸 영어로 표현을 하면은 사회적 책임이 social responsibility 기업들 관련해서 기사들이 나올 때 자주 보이는 표현이 되겠습니다. 그러면 이어서 다음 문장 보겠습니다. Kakao has actively supported the ethical development of the rising technology, being the first Korean firm to announce its algorithm ethics in 2018. 카카오는 적극적으로 그 떠오르는 해당 기술의 윤리적인 개발을 지지해 왔다. 그리고 카카오는 한국 기업 최초로 2018년에 알고리즘 윤리를 발표했다. 알고리즘 윤리를 발표했다. The company launched the industry's first tech ethics committee in July 2022. 그 기업은 2022년 7월에 처음으로 기술윤리위원회를 론칭했고 and released a report on technology ethics for the joint community in 2023. 2023년에는 공동체 기술윤리 보고서를 발행했다. Kakao also operates a team dedicated to the value of AI ethics. 그리고 카카오는 AI 윤리의 가치에 전념하는 팀을 운영을 하기도 한다가 되겠습니다. Ethical, 윤리적인이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Yeah, so ethical is the adjective and ethics is the noun, which refers to like a field connected with beliefs and principles about what is right and wrong. So you can talk about ethical standards, as we are talking about right now, for a particular industry, or inside of a company, for example, or in a field of any particular type. You can talk about ethical questions. Like I watched this documentary and it raised a lot of ethical questions about a particular industry or ethical dilemmas, ethical issues. And then another way of thinking about ethical is meaning morally correct or acceptable. Mm-hmm. So people might ask the question, was it ethical for the panda Fubao to be sent back to China? Mm-hmm. Is it ethical to keep animals in zoos in general? Mm-hmm. Like, is it right, basically? Mm-hmm. And then here we're talking about ethical development of a technology. So is it like the morally acceptable development of this rising technology is what we're talking about, I guess.
그래서 방금 계속 moral이라는 단어 쓰면서 이제 설명해 주셨는데 그게 도덕적인이라고 또 한국어로는 그렇게 알고 계시면 되겠고요. 다음 단어는 committee, 위원회라는 뜻을 갖고 있습니다.
Yep, so committee is a group of people who are chosen usually by another larger group to make decisions or to deal with a particular subject. Here we have an ethics committee, so group of people dealing with making decisions about what is right and wrong dealing with AI. And there's other ways that committee might be used commonly for an executive committee, like the top committee of a particular organization, an advisory committee, committee that makes advises other people in the organization, parliamentary committee or congressional committee. Mm-hmm. And then you would say like to establish a committee or to form a committee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 그래서 방금 말씀하시기를 기업 내에서의 위원회를 설명할 때도 똑같이 쓰이고 그리고 정치 관련 위원회도 또 똑같은 단어 사용한다는 거 알아두시면 되겠고요. 마지막 문장 이어서 보시겠습니다. In joining the AI Alliance, AI Alliance에 합류함으로써 Kakao said it will work to spread the global AI ethics standard in Korea. 한국의 글로벌 AI 윤리를 널리 알리는 데 노력을 하겠다. While also advocating for Korea's AI standards internationally. 그리고 또 한국의 AI 기준을 국제적으로 공개적으로 지지하는데 노력을 할 것이다. Newly introducing the chief AI officer position in the company. 새롭게 회사 내에 최고 AI 책임자 자리를 소개를 하면서 Kakao said it will also systematically push for new AI initiatives in the coming years. 앞으로 다가올 향후 몇 년 안에 새로운 AI 계획을 체계적으로 구상을 할 것이다 라고 말했습니다. 그러면 이 문장에서 같이 보고자 하는 첫 번째 단어는 advocate, 어떤 것을 공개적으로 지지를 하다라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Yeah, here it's used as a verb. So it means to support something publicly, to argue for something, for example, a cause or a policy. you could say that group advocates veganism, for example, or they advocated, in the era of digitalization, they advocated a return to traditional teaching methods, you know, such as going into school versus doing online classes, for example. The other way that advocate is used is with for. So that use is referring to act as an advocate for someone or something. so here we see advocating for Korea's AI standards internationally. So Kakao is going to go into this international organization and specifically advocate for Korea's AI standards.
네, 그러면 다음 단어는 initiative, 특정한 문제 해결 또는 목적 달성을 위한 새로운 계획이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
So it's a noun, and it means a new plan for dealing with a particular problem or for achieving a particular purpose. So, like, you could talk about a United Nations peace initiative, or the president launched an initiative to help with the economy, for example, or most policy initiatives come from the White House. So, and here we're talking about new AI initiatives, so new plans for dealing with the AI, AI and AI ethics issues. You can also use the word initiative a little bit differently, talking about the ability to decide or act on one's own without waiting for somebody to tell you what to do. So this is kind of like using it in this way of talking about someone's behavior. So you could say, like, he was lazy and had no initiative. Or, like, you need to use your initiative if you want to succeed these days. Like, so your ability to act on your own.
뭔가 새로운 행동을 스스로 행하다라는 걸 표현을 할 때 이렇게 뭐 거대한 계획이 아니더라도 이 단어가 쓰인다는 거 방금 이렇게 설명을 해주셨습니다. 네, 그러면 저희 원문 다시 읽고 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
Kakao joins AI Alliance, promotes safe, responsible AI. Korean IT giant Kakao joined AI Alliance, the global open source community dedicated to the responsible development of artificial intelligence, becoming the first Korean firm to do so, the company said Friday. We will work together with the AI Alliance to establish an open AI ecosystem, meeting the global standard for the open, responsible, and safe development of AI technology, Kakao AI safety leader Kim Kyung-hoon said. We will take on the social responsibility as a digital tech firm and make continuous efforts to strengthen AI ethics. Kakao has actively supported the ethical development of the rising technology, being the first Korean firm to announce its algorithm ethics in 2018. The company launched the industry's first tech ethics committee in July 2022 and released a report on technology ethics for the joint community in 2023. Kakao also operates a team dedicated to the value of AI ethics. In joining the AI Alliance, Kakao said it will work to spread the global AI ethics standard in Korea, while also advocating for Korea's AI standards internationally, newly introducing the chief AI officer position in the company. Kakao said it will also systematically push for new AI initiatives in the coming years.
네, 저희 오늘 팟캐스트는 여기서 마쳐보도록 하겠습니다. 오늘도 저희와 함께해 주셔서 감사합니다.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was very fun.
Bye, see you on Thursday.
Yep, see you again.